Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I'm Will Self, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, Thanksgiving football has a slight tweak to it. Let me explain. Yesterday, the league pushing the Ravens-Steelers matchup from Thursday night to Sunday at 1:15 Eastern due to a COVID-19 outbreak amongst the Ravens organization. Several Baltimore players and team personnel have tested positive, and the team already announcing it will discipline a strength and conditioning coach for violating COVID protocols by failing to declare his symptoms and not wearing a mask at all times. As for today's action, it kicks off in Detroit with the Texans visiting the Lions. Detroit rookie running back DeAndre Swift, who suffered a concussion in Week 10, is listed as questionable. Bad news, though, for his teammates, wide receiver Kenny Galladay and first-round pick cornerback Jeff Okuda, both have already been ruled out. Certainly a bummer for the Lions. The second game has Washington visiting Dallas. Both teams just a half game behind Philly for first in the NFC East, meaning the winner of this game moves into the division lead entering Week 12 Sunday play. The Cowboys are 8-1 all-time against Washington in Thanksgiving games. In case you were wondering about that lone blemish, well, it came back in 2012 when then-rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III led Washington to a 38-31 win. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones visiting the virtual breakfast table on the Wednesday edition of Good Morning Football and spoke with the crew about the importance of donating. Nearly three decades before the league was founded, the Salvation Army began its Red Kettle campaign, which helps nearly 5 million people during the holiday season. Jones is happy to partner with the charity.
To be able to take the Thanksgiving Day game and feature the Salvation Army in front of millions of people, to me, it's always been a great way for us to give back, for sports to give back. You've got all those people, normally wouldn't be sitting there, many of them, talking about what the 3 million volunteers and what the Salvation Army means to a lot of people in this country. So it's a great way to use the best of the NFL.
Week 12 also has a return home to Minnesota for Panthers QB Teddy Bridgewater. As for the opposing signal caller, Kirk Cousins, his squad's 4-6 record matches the Vikings' worst start in the Mike Zimmer era, which started back in 2014. Minnesota is coming off a surprising home loss to Dallas, and Cousins says his team has to bounce back from that setback.
As in the NFL, when you have a tough loss, you got to get right back up on the horse and get back to work, and that's what we got to do today and all week long. We got Thanksgiving this week, so they got that added little curveball, but we just got to have a great week of practice and be ready to go Sunday at home and put a great performance in against the Panthers.
They really do need that performance against the Panthers, who, by the way, do not expect All-Pro running back Christian McCaffrey to play Sunday due to a shoulder injury. Well, the news is better for another talented running back, Chargers Austin Eckler, practicing Wednesday for the first time since injuring his hammy back in Week 4. The team saying he has a chance to play on Sunday in Buffalo. A rivalry is renewed as Patrick Mahomes takes on his former AFC nemesis Tom Brady in Tampa on Sunday. Including the playoffs, Brady is 2-1 head-to-head versus Mahomes. Both former Super Bowl MVP QBs facing tough defenses, the Chiefs have allowed 21 points per game this season, good enough for 7th best in the NFL, while the Bucks have allowed 23 points per game this season, which is 10th best. And for further analysis on both the NFL and college game, you have to download the Move to 6 podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. No one does X's and O's better than DJ and Bucky. You don't want to miss GMFB as my man Kyle heads to the virtual kids table as he looks at which teams have not graduated to the adult table yet. They're good, just not great. Yet. That's from 7 to 10 Eastern. You know KB is going to be up for it, just like he's up for Angry Runs. Well, that's it from here. I hope you have yourself a great Thanksgiving, everybody. And those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.